You can see it in daylight now, said Cohen. What is it?
He looked hard at Rincewind, who reddened. Why does everybody look at me? He said. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's a comet or something.
Will we all be burned up? Said Bethan.
How should I know? I've never been hit by a comet before. They were riding in single file across the brilliant snowfield. The horse people, who seemed to hold Cohen in high regard, had given them their mounts and directions to the River Smarl, 100 miles rimward, where Cohen reckoned Rincewind and Twoflower could find a boat to take them to the Circle Sea. He had announced that he was coming with them on account of his chilblains. Bethan had promptly announced that she was going to come too, in case Cohen wanted anything rubbed. Rincewind was vaguely aware of some sort of chemistry bubbling away. For one thing, Cohen had made an effort to comb his beard.
I think she's rather taken with you, he said.
Cohen sighed.
If I was 20 years younger, he said wistfully.
Yes?
I'd be 67.
What's that got to do with it?
Well, how can I put it? When I was a young man, carving my name in the world, well, then I liked my women red-haired and fiery.
Ah.
And then I grew a little older, and for preference I looked for a woman with blonde hair and the glint of the world in her eye.
Oh, yes.
But then I grew a little older again, and I came to see the point of dark women of a sultry nature.
He paused. Rincewind waited.
And, he said, then what? What is it that you look for in a woman now?
Cohen turned one rheumy blue eye on him.
Patience, he said.
I can't believe it, said a voice behind them. Me riding with Cohen the Barbarian. It was Twoflower. Since early morning he had been like a monkey with a key to the banana plantation after discovering he was breathing the same air as the greatest hero of all time.
Is he perhaps being sarcastic? Said Cohen to Rincewind.
No, he's always like that.
Cohen turned in his saddle. Twoflower beamed at him and waved proudly. Cohen turned back and grunted.
He's got eyes, isn't he?
Yes, but they don't work like other people's. Take it from me. I mean, well, you know the horse people's yurt where we were last night?
Yes.
Would you say it was a bit dark and greasy and smelt like a very ill horse?
Very accurate description, I'd say.
He wouldn't agree. He'd say it was a magnificent barbarian tent, hung with the pelts of the great beasts hunted by the lean-eyed warriors from the edge of civilization, and smelt of the rare and curious resins plundered from the caravans as they crossed the trackless... Well, and so on. I mean it, he added.
He's mad?
Sort of mad, but mad with lots of money.
Oh, then he can't be mad. I've been around. If a man has lots of money, he's just eccentric.
Cohen turned in his saddle again. Twoflower was telling Bethan how Cohen had single-handedly defeated the snake warriors of the witch lord of Subalinda and stolen the sacred diamond from the giant statue of Ofla, the crocodile god. A weird smile formed among the wrinkles of Cohen's face.
I could tell him to shut up if you like, said Rincewind.
Would he?
Nah, not really.
Let him babble, said Cohen.
His hand fell to the handle of his sword, polished smooth by the grip of decades.
Anyway, I like his eyes, he said. They can see for 50 years.
100 yards behind them, hopping rather awkwardly through the soft snow, came the luggage. No one ever asked its opinion about anything. By evening, they had come to the edge of the high plains and rode down through gloomy pine forests that had only been lightly dusted by the snowstorm. It was a landscape of huge, cracked rocks and valleys so narrow and deep that the days only lasted about 20 minutes. A wild, windy country, the sort where you might expect to find...
Trolls,
said Cohen, sniffing the air. Rincewind stared around him in the red evening light. Suddenly, rocks that had seemed perfectly normal looked suspiciously alive. Shadows that he wouldn't have looked at twice now began to look horribly occupied.
I like trolls, said Twoflower.
No, you don't, said Rincewind firmly. You can't. They're big and knobbly, and they eat people.